Unit 4. Exercise 2.
Hi, Jerry. Africa now, is it? So, where are you? And how are we going to talk to you this time?
Well, I'm sharing a sat phone right now with Mugumba, our local guy. We're in the Upper River region. We've been travelling around trying to figure out what telecoms infrastructure is available. What we have found out is that West Africa is connected to Europe via the South Atlantic 3 West Africa submarine cable, which has a capacity of 120 gigabits. The nearest cable landing point is over the border. There are microwave radio links from there to here. The country is also connected internationally via satellite and Intelsat Earth Station 1. So there are redundant connections and services coming into the country. Some of the international data network providers are starting to look at expanding their networks here and putting some nodes in the capital and the other main city. So we may be able to get MPLS or Global Ethernet services in the future.
So, Mugumba, what's the in-country infrastructure like?
Historically, in-country we have had poor fixed-line infrastructure. A second national operator was licensed in May, giving us some choice instead of just the PTT. The country's electricity utility is also laying fiber and leasing capacity to telecom operators. To its credit, the PTT is rolling out a national fiber backbone to serve the existing local telephone exchanges. In the mountainous regions, they are erecting point-to-point microwave towers, as it saves time and is much cheaper to implement. The telephone exchanges are mostly electromechanical, but they are phasing these out and putting in exchanges with digital switching equipment. Copper fixed lines are being rolled out, so there's a lot going on at a national level. But teledensity is still well below African average.
Jerry, what services can you get to the office? What about the local loop?
Well, our office is about 250 metres from the local exchange, so we should definitely be able to get PSTN, and depending on the switching equipment in the exchange and quality of the local loop, possibly DSL. All the local loops are copper-twisted pair, and the lead times are really long. There will not be fibre available to the customer's premises for at least 2 years. The problem with the copper pairs in the ground is that they get dug up and stolen, so we will need to ask that our services are provided using telegraph poles and terminated straight into my second floor office window. It should support our voice and email requirements. The other option, of course, is to put a VSAT dish on the roof, which would probably provide better reliability, but I think we need to apply for a license via the landlord, and that could be really expensive.